We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody well today? Ron, you walk today? You have a nice shirt on? No hat?
Scheduled day off today. Walk both days over the weekend, so I'm in pretty good shape. Feeling good today. Bob, how about you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Ready to go. Tackling another week of sports and specifically Steelers after 3 weeks.
How was the showdown last night, Bob?
That was good. You know, one of the topics of conversation we had is, and I like this one only because I saw so many people being very mean on Twitter to the guy who kept the ball for Albert Pujols. You know, what is your right as a fan, or what is your right as a consumer if you get a ball like that? To me, you have every right to keep it, sell it, do whatever you can, look for the highest bidder.
Tell me what happened again. The guy kept the ball.
He kept the ball, and he's, I don't know what he's doing, but he hasn't. And a lot of people thought you should do what the guy did in Aaron Judge. He just returned the ball. He hit the home run. Okay, fine. Cut me a check then, Aaron Judge. You're making a lot of money. Why wouldn't you do that, right? I mean, and I understand people's sentimental value for the player. Sure it is. But do you think that player cares about, you know, your well-being in terms of that kind of, no. I mean, it's your ball. Go out and sell it.
I agree totally. I keep it, sell it to the highest bidder.
Why is there so much pushback on that? Like, people think that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I'd like to see what they'd say if they ended up with that ball. Maybe they'd have a different attitude.
Now, listen,
about
you can negotiate. You can tell.
Well, I mean, the Yankees should buy it, or the Cardinals should buy it.
Yeah, they got tons of money.
They can afford it.
They swim in money.
So, I mean, the fact of the matter is, as soon as that ball clears the fence, it's a collector's item worth a lot of money.
Right. You have
that's it.
What's the general?
General
one, right?
Said it was worth $250,000. The Pujols
that's
homer.
It?
Yeah. Or did he say more than that, Ron?
I thought it was worth
Judge's 61, and then 62 might be 500.
Well, what about Pujols? 700 is only four guys.
What did he say?
He said 250 for Pujols.
250.
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
I think I think that's low. There's somebody out there who has a ton of money.
Yeah, I get it appraised,
eBay.
And then I say to Pujols and the Cardinals, this is how much I want. If not, I'll just keep it.
Right. I want to be
thank you.
Respectful. This is your ball, but it's actually mine now. So therefore, if you want it back, let's make a deal. Or even better yet, like if you're Aaron Judge, he was very nice to those guys. He's by all accounts a really nice guy. He got a shirt to them, a bat. He signed balls. Then he should have said, hey, what can I do? You're a college student, right? What can I do for you? Is there anything I can do? He's about to sign a $500 million deal, I'm sure. Can I pay for your call? Do you have a wedding coming up? Can I buy your, you know, something like that at least.
Right.
I would do that. I don't know. That's just, that was one of those things that became a little trendy item.
I keep it.
And sell it, though. You wouldn't keep it to keep it.
I don't give a damn about the ball, but I'd like to make some money off of it.
Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. All right, let's get to Steelers quarterbacks because we've never talked about that before. But I figure there's two natural fault lines in the season, aside from injury. One was always after the bye week, which is the natural break in the season this year. It's the halfway point. If you were going to switch quarterbacks, that would be a very natural time. And the other one would have been or would be now, really, because there's, a 10-day break between games. Plus, you have the Jets, which would be a favorable situation.
At home.
So let me start with this. Let's start it this way. Mitchell Trubisky, so far, he is 29th in the NFL in passer rating right now. He's 29th. He has two touchdowns and one interception. And he has one of the lowest yards, the lowest yards per attempt in the league. He's completing 60% of his passes, which is very low nowadays. Give me one word to describe Trubisky so far this season. One word through three games.
Mediocre.
Okay. Mediocre.
Careful would be my word.
Yeah, that'd be the best one yet.
Careful, mediocre, okay. So if you're Tomlin, why wouldn't you switch yet? What would be your reasoning for not switching yet?
They don't think Pickett is ready, I guess.
You know, that's the only conclusion I can make, that they have come into this thinking that he needs to watch and learn for a year regardless. See, I wouldn't have gone that way. I would have said, okay, that's my preference. We'll see how this goes. Now, for
wait,
me,
what's your preference? I didn't catch that.
That's not my preference, oh, to let him sit all year. My preference would be I would start with Trubisky. I thought their approach would be, we're going to have an improved run game. We got the number one pick we had last year, Najee Harris. He's going to run better behind this line. Therefore, it'll make life easier for any quarterback. Mitch is a professional. We can count on his experience. Whatever the case, that's how they would operate. Well, as it turns out, they haven't run the ball well at all. And because of it, they're in a position where he has to make plays down the field, and that has not happened. So I would be willing to change that, and I wouldn't be afraid of Kenny Pickett at all. I think he's the – obviously, we've discussed this many
did
times.
Did you happen
he's
to see
– but when is the future? That's the question.
Emmanuel Acho, you know that name?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
He did a passionate defense of Trubisky, like 3 minutes long, going over plays and saying this is not his fault. He captured all the good plays. And Trubisky's made some great throws. He's made a handful of great throws, just not done it consistently, though. But he highlighted all the good throws, and he made a big deal out of Deontay dropping that pass down the sideline. He said Trubisky couldn't have walked in and handed it to him any better than that, and said, you people that want Pickett, ease up. That was just his message, whether you agree. The highlights were pretty impressive, but they haven't been enough of them for me.
But I also think this offense is just it hasn't been consistent in any way. He's missed some guys, yes, but I also think that they're not doing enough on the ground to help him out. So if you switch to Pickett, and eventually if this continues,
it's going to happen.
They will, and when that happens, you better change the way you're doing offense, because it won't necessarily matter. He can make decisions quicker than Mitch Trubisky. I'm fairly consistently of the belief that he's better at quick decision making, going through progressions. The one thing I've noticed about and I don't know if this guy talked about it on your thing you're referring to, Ron, but he stares guys down. He does not look around. And there are guys he misses when he doesn't look around.
My main complaint with how they're using Trubisky is just that, the carefulness of it. I could get a lot of guys to do it.
A little better, though, in Cleveland? They let him throw – well, either let him or he decided to throw downfield
yeah. But –
but they ignored the middle of the field again and again and again. And Freiermuth's not even involved.
He didn't throw to him until
the
fourth quarter.
A meaningless drive.
But back to that is the carefulness with Trubisky. If you're going to have a guy, I could get a lot of guys to be 29th in the league in passer rating and at 5.5 yards attempt, the most careful passing game in the NFL so far. If you're going to have Trubisky, then at least let him play. And yeah, he started to. Certainly when he finally got the handcuffs off for good on the final drive, because he can't put it on him anymore, no more training wheels, he cut loose with some really good throws. He did. I don't understand, and I hope that's the way of it moving forward. I don't understand why you would want Mitchell Trubisky if you're going to have him play the game in a straitjacket. They should have brought back Ben.
It makes no sense.
And you can also argue that, you know, Najee Harris, for being what he was and what they're expecting of him, you got to get more out of him. Regardless of the offensive line situation or whatever, he needs to be more of a factor in this run game.
I like the way Warren ran better than him. Now, Warren put it on the ground again. But
well,
they each have one fumble, Najee and Warren. Right?
I just think you
didn't Najee lose a fumble this year?
Yeah, he did.
I don't remember.
He did.
So they each have one. I don't know. I want to see Warren more. But to the quarterbacks, percent chance you think Tomlin will make a move to pick it?
Tomorrow.
I think zero.
I agree.
Find out with the press conference, which you can watch on Pittsburgh CW at noon.
You being the host, of course.
You'll find out, but I doubt it based on everything that I can gather and how he's talked after the game. He was a quote, definitively no.
Yeah, but he left it open a little bit before that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm not in the mood to talk about that.
He's had
now.
Time to think about it, and sometimes that can change your mind.
When the question was Absolutely. Clarified, I thought he said definitively no to, just to that, that Trubisky's not coming out.
That's what I thought it was. Play calling, too.
Well, the play calling needs to get better,
The coordinator, yeah. That's neither one's changing this week. I'd be stunned if he changed this week.
Well, you know, down the road, I mean, he at one point took over defensive calls in games. It's not without question that he can say, well, at some point, Matt, I'm going to give it to Frischman, or I'm going to give it to Sullivan, or somebody else is going to call plays. This is your playbook, but we're, you know.
I mean, they did take a tiny step forward, I thought, in the way the offense looked. It looked different, yeah. Right, against the Browns?
I thought so.
Roll out left, roll out right.
Actually
kept it on a couple plays.
Herb Street
scored
talking
a touchdown
about
on it.
Different launch points for him, different areas of the field, and it just looked different. You know, and then it got sabotaged by, you could say, a Deontay drop, if that's what you think it was. I thought his right arm got held on the play.
Could have been a penalty, yep.
Another possible touchdown.
A 35-yard pass that was called back.
Yeah.
On Chooks being downfield. Yeah,
another possible touchdown on Deontay not getting back to the line. You might have had interference. They might have gone in and scored there. And then, yeah, the Chooks play, 35-yard run. I thought Trubisky was better in that game. I thought he was
a little bit better. But good enough. That's the question.
Well, yeah.
I think I agree.
I thought he was, actually, Ron.
I thought better, too.
But I thought he was victimized by the things I just mentioned.
He was.
So, yeah, I actually thought he was good enough the other night
to win a game.
So you do not want to make a change.
I wanted to make a change, so of course I still do. But while that doesn't take away the fact that I thought he was good enough the other night.
You know, if you don't make it now, I don't want to make it going to Buffalo or
no,
Miami.
No, the next week, like Joe
said,
it would be the
bye
week.
What's it matter
week?
At this
Tampa
point
Bay.
When they make it?
Well, if they're 1-5 or 1-4 and your thoughts of getting to the – at some point they have to think of the future, and he has to get experience on the job. At some point that'll happen.
I mean, we talked about this last week, too. There's the whole dynamic hanging over the team of our captain and, in quotes, leader is a lame duck. They all know that. They all know it's only a matter of time before the guy who's been designated as the leader of their team gets ripped out of the lineup.
Unless he turns it around and they turn it around
could.
And they start playing better.
Unless that
and
happens.
It could start this week. The Jets were terrible yesterday. And
Jets are almost always terrible.
But also, and I know this is not your conversation now, Joe, but at some point you have to look at the defense and wonder what it is, too, because they have, to me, as many questions sometimes over there without T.J. Watt.
For sure. I think they're in good shape this week, even though Zach Wilson's coming back. But this week, if you don't make the move, then you're...
See, this is a perfect week to do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it.
Right.
Home game against the Jets.
Right.
You want the supportive crowd. They would absolutely love Pickett, no matter what he does. This would be the perfect time. Not to next week in Buffalo or the next week in Miami or whenever.
Or Philly. I think next week after that is a home game against New Orleans after the bye. That would be the ideal spot.
That's probably the next
totally
natural
fall.
That's the next
natural time.
Yep.
Unless Trubisky stinks, then what?
Then you do it when you got to do it. If you'd have to do it going to Buffalo or Miami, you do it. Boy, did you see Miami's defense yesterday?
Yeah.
I was staggered by how good they were and the pressure they put on Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is Trubisky going to be able to deal with that? Pickett going to be able to deal with that? I had no clue they were that good.
No, I mean, the Bills still had 500 yards, but they made big plays when they needed to.
They threw the ball 63 times, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get yards.
Every time I saw Allen, he was running and getting hit.
He's going to get killed. I keep saying that one day, and I hope that's not the case, but he runs the ball far too much and far too physically
for
a man his size.
Yeah, I agree. They moved it up and down. They couldn't finish. Plus, he had a third string
center.
But
they had a touchdown drop, but Gabriel Davis had it right in his hands. Right before
did you see him do a Mason Rudolph bouncing one to a wide open guy on the fourth down
play? What was that?
That was Mason to Ray Ray against Detroit. He, you know, I don't know who took a big worse beating than Allen's helmet yesterday because he kept taking it off and banging it on the ground. That was a horrible throw.
Yeah, I don't know. That was old Josh Allen throw.
And then they ran out of time.
Wide open.
Couldn't
too.
Even get
he
a
was wide
ball.
Open and he bounced it to him.
So what would you do with these Steelers quarterbacks? We have a natural break right now. Is it Trubisky's fault that his numbers are so horrendous? I mean, he's the worst quarterback in the league, really. If you want to, let's put it this way. You could easily make that case when you're 29th in passer rating, 32nd in yards per attempt. So you're being very careful with the ball, and then any other stat, you know, that you want to pick out. Completion percentage, 60%. This day and age is not good.
But you keep hearing receivers afterwards talking about, well, we can only do what we can do when the plays are called, you know.
Right. And I'm not saying that it's necessarily all his fault.
And it may be some of the receivers' fault, too.
But would you make that change? I thought Kenny Pickett was a guy who was supposed to be ready. I thought that was one of the big drawing cards with him. So do you think Tomlin thinks he simply isn't ready? Or do you think Tomlin made a decision a long time ago, I'm going to put him on ice no matter what?
I have a hard time believing that. I mean, he wants to win games, too. I just think if he thinks he gives him his best chance, he's going to play him. You know, maybe that wasn't his original plan, but plans can change.
How would he know that he wasn't giving him his best chance? That's the thing.
Well, you don't know.
All we've had is a guy who took a bunch of backup reps mostly in training camp, lit it up in the preseason, and now he's a practice player, basically. So I wonder how Tomlin... It seems to me that Tomlin went into this almost no matter what happened, Trubisky was handed the job and was going to get the job. That seems clear
that's,
now.
I think that's absolutely clear.
And never deviated from OTAs all the way on. It never changed.
So
and
it just
he, and by the
me,
way, he had a good preseason too, and so did Rudolph. They all did.
Yeah.
You know? So they were going against
Trubisky
defenses.
Trubisky hardly played, though. He didn't play.
No, but I mean, when he was in there, he made plays, and you know.
Do you think they take the shackles off Trubisky and let him play?
I hope so.
God, do you think there's any chance that they do what Chris Hoke says and play Mason Rudolph?
He keeps pounding that. And he's
wired in down there. Yeah. Now, for what that means, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen either.
That would be an act of insanity, in my opinion, is to put Mason Rudolph in games. Haven't we suffered enough?
I don't think it's going to happen.
What do you think, Bob?
I don't think. I think it's strictly going to be Pickett. But I think I would feel if they went to Mason Rudolph that they believe, like they did with Trubisky, that the experience should help him, but that doesn't necessarily result in playmaking.
At least he seems
to be able to look at something, make a decision quickly, and get it out fairly quickly. Now, in the NFL with these guys, you know, clamping down too, if you're off a little bit, you can have, you know, interception, whatever the case may be. Once he's in there, I don't care how bad it gets, it's Pickett's team, and he rolls with it. And I think they're waiting for that point, but they don't want to, they don't believe they're at that point yet. So they're 1-2 in a division that is so far average, just like the AFC West, which could be below average based on what I thought. Everything, you know, it's only three games.
Just like the whole AFC.
Everything is. It's just
pretty much.
And they're all, you know, tighter defensive games than I would have thought going into week four.
You mentioned pass rush and making decisions quickly. I had talked about the Miami defense. Did you notice Melvin Ingram yesterday?
Yeah.
He was all over the field.
Yeah.
All over the field.
Yeah, he was.
It looked like the Bills game last year.
You think about what could have happened here, huh? If he'd have still been here last year, maybe.
Very strange situation. You mentioned the AFC, Bob. You mentioned low-scoring games. You mentioned really, I think what you were mentioning is parity across the AFC. So I'm curious
where
the Steelers fit in all of this. They are 1-2. They've had 3 one-score games, essentially. There was that fluke touchdown at the end. So 3 games they could have won, 3 games they could have lost. Is this going to be the way of it headed forward? What was our preseason prediction? And do we feel better or worse about those predictions right now? I can't believe that the Bills lost that game.
They had every reason. They missed a field goal. They had so many things go against them. And Josh Allen missed a wide-open guy, bounce pass.
They had 497 yards to the Dolphins' 212. They had 31 first downs to the Dolphins' 15. There was some stat out there.
They're the better team. Regardless of how that game ended, Buffalo is the better team.
How about the Chiefs losing, too?
Apparently, I didn't know that Matt Ryan.
But the field goal kicker, what's his name, Butka or something like that? Harrison
Butker.
You know who I'm talking about? He missed a game. Apparently, they missed an extra point. They missed a short field goal, and they passed up a short field goal and didn't score.
There was some tension between Mahomes and Bieniemy too, if you noticed. Wow. They got into it a little bit, and Andy Reid had to separate them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's his longtime coordinator.
Miami ran 39 plays on offense and won. They became the fourth team to run that few plays and have the other team, I don't know, how many did the Bills run? 70? 60-some? And win a game
in decades. The one
in,
stretch
you
were on the field for like 13 minutes. Yeah,
I mean, it was incredible.
98-yard drive.
90 plays to 39. The fourth team with such a disparity ever to win a game, according to Pro Football Focus. How do you run 90 plays to their 39 and lose? How do you do that?
Well, the Bengals, didn't they do that to the Steelers in week one? It wasn't that much of a disparity, but it was pretty much they owned the ball.
It was
the whole
a disparity.
Time.
I don't know that I've ever seen 90 to 39.
That's amazing stat.
I can't believe that. They ran, they passed, and they lost. We'll talk about all of that coming up. But next, what was your preseason prediction for the Steelers? You feeling better or worse about that three games in? We'll look at some of the other trends here with this team, and are they going to hang around as they always do, or is this the year they disappear? Bob Pompiani brought to you by PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.